Behold the heart. Behold the heart that has so loved man. My heart is your treasure and your inheritance. My sisters and brothers, the Lord has called us here today in the city of his sacred heart because he seeks to give us something. He seeks to give us himself. The journey that we have made as a family has been a pilgrimage. And the little pilgrimage that we are making is a sign of the whole life of the church. It's a sign of the covenantal history of God's chosen people. For he called Israel out of Egypt to make them a people after his own heart. A people to whom he promised he would give new hearts and a steadfast spirit. He would give them new language, a new way of being and acting, so that all the world would know who God truly is. So he brings us to this place to receive himself. And he also brings us to this place to learn the vocabulary of love. He has already called us in the Easter Vigil to sing a new song. Alleluia. Praise be God. And this is the song that we sing because he is risen from the dead. And he gives us another word. Another word that each of us is called to speak from our own hearts. And it's the word Amen. Amen. Amen means I stand. I take my stand here. It means I stand upon. And so when we pray the creed, I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. Amen. This is what I stand on. This is the rock. This is the sure road. This is the way of my life. When we receive the Holy Eucharist, when we receive the heart of God himself, he who is risen from the dead, who gives us his own body and blood to live, we pronounce the words of faith, Amen. I take my stand here, Lord Jesus. I stand upon you. The people of Israel were given a unique memory, a memory that God had saved them from Egypt. And we have been given a unique memory, the memory of Jesus Christ having saved us from sin and from death, he who is risen from the dead. And our memories are bound with his own by the gift of the Holy Spirit in the Eucharist. In the words of institution where the priest says, do this in memory of me. That is to say, be who you are. Remember who you are. Remember that I have risen from the dead. And that means as you have died with Christ, so you have risen with Christ. You have a new memory now. You have a new identity. The people of Israel received a sacred law, the Torah, the instruction. And there are five books to the law, the books of Moses. And the Lord has given us a new book, the book of his glorified humanity, the book of five sacred wounds. Five sacred wounds that in this place were revealed to St. Margaret Mary like sun, beaming through his glorified humanity, he who is the light of the world, so that he could tell us, walk then as children of the light. Receive the new Torah. Receive the new book of the law, who is Jesus Christ himself, risen from the dead. So we walk as a pilgrim people in the desert of history. A history that is alienated from God because this world is not our lasting home. But we walk by faith. We walk with our amen. With our footsteps sure in the faith of the church, in the light of the church. We walk with the sacred law, the new Torah, who is Jesus himself, who gives us himself above all in the Holy Eucharist. And the Eucharist is the way of the church, because Jesus Christ himself is the way, the truth, and the life. My sisters and brothers, the church receives the gift of the Holy Eucharist, the gift of the body and blood of Christ, the gift of the heart of Christ, so that we can become his body and blood, so that we become his sacred, living, pulsating heart, so that all the world can look upon those who have come to see and to believe, those who have become witnesses to love, and in seeing the church, seeing the way that we love one another, they can look upon us. They can look upon his sacred body, his sacred blood that has taken life within us, and they can look at the church of God and profess